Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me today, January 16th, 2019, as we look at the astrology and energies of right now and the next 7 days. Every Wednesday, we talk about what's going on in the cosmos and how those energies are affecting us on our own individual and collective human rides. So thank you for joining me as always. Welcome to those of you who connect every week. And another welcome to those of you who are brand new to this podcast. This show has been live for almost 7 years now, and it is my joy to share with you all of the astrological learnings, teachings, information that I have invested in over the years that I want to benefit you with it. Astrology is this ongoing experiment. It's this ongoing energetic experiment of how things play out when we are conscious of the energies. And when you understand your natal chart and you understand the transits going on, more things make sense. You click in to another gear. You click in to what is showing up, what are the possibilities, what are my choices, what am I learning, what am I healing. All of it starts to make sense, and I feel like what it does is it gives you a sense of control and power at this level of consciousness. Astrology is a great tool for understanding yourself, your life, your world. So thank you for joining me, and I always hope to benefit you and offer you value in this program. On Mondays, I focus on some type of healing theme or a special topic. And in Monday's show, I shared with you some thoughts on the January 2019 eclipses and some of the cosmic upgrades that we're going through. Some upcoming Monday show topics will be Capricorn energies in the workplace. See, this year, we have 3 eclipses in Capricorn in addition to Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. So the theme is quite clear that we are each being asked and invited to step into the higher expressions of Capricorn energies, and we can really come into that energy in our professional world, out in the world. And I want to share with you some ways to harness these energies so that you can feel in alignment with yourself when things get hard, when things are tough. And in this show on Monday, I'm going to talk about dealing with prima donnas. We're going to talk about doing the right thing, even when it feels hard on your heart. And we're going to talk about some clear boundaries that you need to honor professionally when working with friends or family or other people that you have other relationships with. So these are just going to be 3 areas that I will cover, and I hope it offers you some good insights into anything you might be going through or that might come up. So that will be one show. Another show that we'll talk about soon is Atlantis energies and how Atlantis energies, they're so strong right now. And I keep getting visuals around it that's what we are. Oh, Stephen, the energy, it feels, it's been recreated so we can have new outcomes. Things have been coming up so that we can look at it with a higher level of consciousness than where it originated at. So I'm going to do a whole show on Atlantis, and I hope that also supports you in what you are feeling or maybe experiencing right now. You could feel that you're reliving themes from an Atlantis lifetime. A few more things to share with you. 2 months or so ago, we talked about human design and how human design is this wonderful tool for understanding yourself even more, for understanding your energetic self, your aura, how people feel you, how they sense you, as well as more about your talents, your gifts, and all these good things that you came in with that maybe you haven't been in conscious contact with. And I wanted to let you know that I have someone that I recommend for sessions if you're ever looking for support with human design. In that show, I talked about Carolyn Ford, who I definitely recommend. And then another person I recommend is Ava Collette. She is an intuitive and a healer. She's been one of my mentors with human design. I've learned so much because of her. And so I strongly recommend her if you're looking to go further into your own human design knowledge, studies, and work. And Ava is on the island of Kauai in Hawaii. And her website is ava-vita.com. And I'll post the link below this show. But I know that many of you have been interested in human design, so I wanted to give you another person to reach out to for support with this part of yourself and this knowledge. And then if you're ready to do more with astrology and you're excited about astrology, I, of course, offer an introductory astrology course if you want to learn with me. I teach very visually. You see the charts. You see what's on your screen. You learn it in a way that's interactive, and you understand what's happening in your own chart. And then I also offer a brand new course, The Astrology of Relationships. And this is more intermediate advanced information. The Astrology of Relationships deals with house rulerships, different ways that you connect with people. It's not just through the planets. It's actually through houses. And I take you into different areas of life where different relationships show up and how you need different relationships professionally or different types of energies in friendships. So it's really deep, and it's meant to open you up to all these different ways to understand your astrology chart. So if you're ready for that, I hope it helps you put together more pieces. And then coming up the end of this month, I'm so excited, I'm going to offer a weekly course where we're going to talk about the transits in your chart every week. And this is going to be another visual. You're going to see it on your screen. It'll be about 30 minutes or so. And you get your chart, right? You have your chart. We talk about the transits. And I teach you what's important, what to look at, what's happening, what you need to know right now. So it's deeper dive and more specific than this podcast, and it's more about astrology in terms of the practical applications of it, not just the intuitive or energetic applications. So a lot going on, because this is the time. This is the time to really be going into more of your own energy, because that's what's needed right now, my friends, more than ever. Each of us is a part of the matrix, of the energetic grid on the planet. And the more that you step into your energy field, you know yourself, you understand yourself, it lights up your piece of the energy grid. It's like becomes golden. Like I see these golden lights that just turn on and it clicks. And you're like, this is who I am. This is what I'm meant to do. This is what I'm about. That's why any of these tools that help you understand yourself are beneficial beyond what you can imagine, truly, because you have then activated your energy field, which is priceless, which is something nobody else can do. Nobody else can do it for you. Nobody else can do it with you. You step into your energy, and that's where we all then benefit and where we all start to – there's an energy rising. There's an energy rising that is balancing out this other energy that's collapsing. And the energy rising, okay, I see it through the Capricorn physical structures of our bodies. And I think it was just Monday's show that I was talking about marrow, like bone marrow. But what I've been seeing is that Capricorn rules the bones. And there's been this flushing out and flushing away of old DNA, energetic imprints, really deep, intense soul wounds and soul pain that's been carried through for lifetimes and also through the family lineage, particularly the maternal lineage. So we've been flushing out a lot, And that's another energetic element of Pluto in Capricorn, of taking apart these things, of destructing them, of saying, this is not true, this isn't resonating, this is not your energy. This is where you have to heal. This is where you can't avoid it, because there's these new upgrades that are coming through, and they're coming through, as I see it, as like a tunnel of light, and it's blasting through, and this energy comes in and goes into the bone. I'm just seeing it as something that's working with us physically. If you break a bone, if you break a tooth, if you're something in your physical self, you break a rib, something is being released so that it can be healed at a different energetic level. And that's why things have also been so intense, because you can't avoid where you have to heal right now. And even if you previously tried to outsmart it, or you tried to avoid it, or you downplayed it, it's probably coming up front and center, what the issue, the theme, where your attention is required. And there's a term called spiritual bypassing, which is credited to author Jeff Brown. And spiritual bypassing is when you try to basically go around your human needs, your emotional self, by being in your spiritual energy. Like it's saying, oh, I forgive you, and that never dealing with the pain. It's trying to avoid some of those uncomfortable emotions. Spiritual bypassing is when you think you can just glide over something. I'll just get on my unicorn and glide over this. Well, then you'll find out that you actually come back around to that same issue because you didn't fully deal with it at every energetic level. And so part of this intense focus on Capricorn is that we have to deal with things in the physical. We have to deal with the reality of our lives, of how we are showing up in our lives, the energy of who we are in terms of our levels of responsibility, self-respect, personal integrity. And so as we rise in these energies through the Capricorn experience, there is then the collapse, like the folding in of what's done, of what's dead, of what's expired. And so this is happening worldwide, but it's happening to each of us individually. And it can be a source of real frustration. And it can be a source of, if you're too much in your human experience and you're not stepping out of your human experience into your soul, into your spiritual self, you will feel run down, overwhelmed, exhausted. When you go into your spiritual self, Neptune and Pisces, you go into peace. You go into acceptance. You go into a place of, it's fine. This is okay. I've got this covered. You go into compassion for yourself. You go into that place of observer. So the Neptune and Pisces energy is deeply supporting the Capricorn journey right now. Pisces is where we understand how divine timing works, in that there is no timing in other realms. You know, the spiritual realm doesn't have time. It's only in the now. It's in our presence. And it takes you out of this timeline, and it takes you into a place of eternal peace, complete acceptance, and unconditional love for yourself. So that's what we're inviting in, what we have to ask for and request. Otherwise, it feels like it's all too much, that you can't take the heaviness of this world. You can't take the heaviness of this life. And the Capricorn energies are strong right now. The Sun is at 26 degrees of Cap. Pluto's at 21. Mercury's at 17. And Saturn is at 13. We're getting serious. We're really being clear about decisions. This is a decisive time. It's a time to understand that you can't do everything. What can you do today? What can you do right now? Where can you say, this is what resonates with me, And I don't have to overdo it. I don't have to do too much. Now, Jupiter in Sagittarius and Venus in Sagittarius are nearing a conjunction. And they're going to make that conjunction in the very middle of Sagittarius energy, about 15 degrees of Sag on Monday the 21st and Tuesday the 22nd. So this can be wonderful for doing something that you enjoy. You might not want to go into work. You might be planning a trip. This is the energy of the traveler, the seeker. I want to learn. I want to do something fun. I want to, you know, get out of my own head and go have an experience somewhere. This is wanderlust. This is I'm just going to book a flight somewhere. Maybe that's not realistic for you. Maybe there's a sense of I want to just enjoy my life. I want to try something new. There's an expansiveness here. There's a sense of optimism around what makes you happy. What makes you happy? Because that is our own responsibility. And how can you amplify that? How can you go there? And Venus is how we receive. Venus is our energy of this is what I find important right now. This is what I find valuable. And that Jupiter conjunction makes it bigger. So it's a beautiful time for your intentions. And this happens right at the upcoming Leo full moon lunar eclipse. So there's an amplifying energy here, my friends. There's a sense of I have to follow my own spiritual path. I have to do it my way. I have to trust my own independent spirit. I have to believe in myself. Sagittarius gives us that energy of hope and faith and optimism of it's going to be okay. In fact, maybe it'll be better than okay. This conjunction between Venus and Jupiter, it can be you want to eat all the food and drink all the wine and have all the chocolate. It can overdo it. But with all the planets in Capricorn, there is discipline and restraint. So there's a nice balance here. But there's a sense of, how are you really honoring that you're not alone, that you're connected to spirit, and when you go there, when you go to that place, the mystical places, anything's possible. Anything's possible. And so how can we get out of our minds? How can we step out of where we keep ourselves small or where we think we have it figured out? This is an opening energy. And with the eclipse at the same time, I feel it as a portal that's closing. And I've been talking about this in a few shows now, how this eclipse is a time of endings because it's at that 0 degrees of Leo, almost 1 degree of Leo, and it's completing the energies that were started with the first Leo eclipses in February and August 2017, ending what you've been learning about who you really are. And the Leo energy is proud, it's strong, it's confident. Oh, okay, so it looks like what I'm seeing, it's like been a reprogramming of your I am identity. And it includes more of your soul's energy, your spiritual self, your energetic body. And it's been reprogramming you because you had all these imprints on your heart around who you thought, what you thought love was, or what you thought it looked like, or who it was, or like kind of like the names and the faces that we might give love. And it's been removing all that. It's been removing the masks, been removing the assumptions, been removing the falseness. And now this 0 degree lunar eclipse is like, no, this is what it is. And so all this other stuff has to go. And then there's something else that comes through that supports the expansion. I'm just feeling expansion. And it's a very spiritual, mystical connection because this conjunction of Jupiter and Venus at 15 degrees of Sagittarius squares Neptune in Pisces. And if you've been listening to those story times, I talked about how Jupiter is the seeker who releases something to the ocean. The mermaid, Neptune in Pisces. You're releasing the masculine egoic definitions and staying open to the spiritual heart. The spiritual heart is connected to the high heart, which is more in the energetic auric body, and it's typically found in the place between your shoulder blades, like your shoulder blades and your neck. So the back of our necks is associated with the prana energy, like the life force. When you have a baby, the baby has some kind of marks on the back of its neck, and it can be like a stork bite. That's one way it's called, but it's like a prana energy. And so the high heart is associated with like this life force energy in the back of the neck. I'm trying to describe it. So it's kind of between above the shoulder blades at the base of your neck, right? And it's kind of this area of energy that can't be seen, but it can be tapped into. And I've always felt it as that high heart that connects to the prana life force in our bodies that helps support what we believe we're worthy of and how we love ourselves and how we then extend ourselves through the physical body and through others. Obviously, it's an energetic point, and I hope I'm explaining this okay, because it's an understanding that, yes, you have the human heart, and, yes, we have the heart chakra, but the high heart is like the higher vibration, the spiritual love. It's a download of spiritual love for what you've cleared out through these eclipses since 2017, and there's a new prana life force. Oh, and then that's what's coming through the bones. That's the light coming through the bones. See, I don't have this figured out before I start talking. I just listen, and I get these visuals of what it's looking at, and it's like this whole physical energetic upgrade that shows you more of yourself through the eyes of spirit, what you're receiving, what you're meant to integrate and take in. And this is the new sense of power and the new sense of self that's meant to be strengthened with every Capricorn eclipse. Bam, there it is. Our physical bodies are going through these upgrades. Your physical body is going to need more capacity to hold the light. And you're going to feel it in terms of what you now want to eat, how you take care of your body, even maybe a stronger relationship with the body, a stronger relationship with light. I'm just seeing a lot of light. So it's like the energy comes through the seventh chakra into the pineal gland, and there's this activation of more of your mission and why you're here. Also Capricorn. Capricorn is the mission work. It's the contracts you've made with your spiritual team, your spiritual self, God, source, the universe. An activation of mission work is required this year. And some of people haven't felt able to do it yet. It's like there's already way too much on my plate. I'm already feeling scattered, or I'm already feeling overwhelmed. Okay, now this year you're going to feel an increase in that mission work and showing up in the world, and it's also going to now be sourced from this area of the high heart. And the high heart energy field, because it's behind your back, it supports you, right? It's part of your backbone, also Capricorn, and it goes down through the spine, and it's like the spine of light Hey, I was just talking about that last week, right? The light going through our veins. Okay, this must just all be a part of the crystalline upgrades that the physical body is moving through. And I'm seeing it speeding up, like the cells start moving faster. And so the gift, this is awesome, the gift of the Capricorn energies right now are that you stay grounded, you stay in the body, you stay here. You're like, no, I have to be here to do this work. I need to contribute. I need to show up. I need to take care of business. So you don't float away or you don't leave. And, of course, people are going to leave. They're going to end their time here just as new souls come in to begin their time here. But I'm feeling like this is a resurgence of support, of believing in yourself, and understanding the bigger picture related to humanity, because it's the age of Aquarius. So we know that it's the individual that makes the collective, and that it's how the individual is being upgraded, that the collective is upgraded, and that we have to each participate in this. And when we see our own participation, we then get affirmation from others of similar energetic vibration that you're not crazy. And you're not alone, and you're not the only one doing this, and that there's others of like mind, and there's others who understand it. So much of right now, of this month, of January, the astrology is all about these upgrades and being decisive and saying, I own this, yes, I want this, and really looking at your own human will and your human impatience. Now, I say that because of how Mars in Aries is about to make a square to Saturn in Capricorn. It's an approaching square right now. It's coming in. It's building. It's going to happen at 13 degrees on the eclipse, the 21st. So there are structures that are going to break. This can be frustration. This can be your human will. Mars in Aries is our sense of, I want this, I'm going to go for this. I can feel the newness in my body. I can feel the newness in my life. Don't hold me back. I'm ready to take off. And then you get the stop sign of Saturn in Capricorn that's like that guard at the checkpoint where, no, you can't go. Nope, it's not time. You can't get through. You don't have credentials. You don't have the right passport. It's that no energy of Saturn in Capricorn, who's very much about the rules and regulation. And because Mars in Aries is very much in the moment, it's now, it's now, it's today, it can be difficult. There's a part of us that just wants to go, like, just set me free. But going back to the story time around Mars in Aries as the gladiator in the Colosseum, the purpose of the stop, okay, and even the purpose of the frustration, impatience, anger, irritation that comes up is to remind you that you're different now and you need to act differently. You're meant to act from a place of higher consciousness. And because Mars and Aries can be so ready to go and impulsive, we don't even think about something before we do it. And this is saying, stop, gather your energy, sit with it for a minute, or maybe you can't sit and you have to jog in place because the energy is pulsing through, but understand that this is a time of looking at how you are different. It's a time of consideration. And even though there is the desire for movement, especially because Mars makes a trine to Jupiter and Venus in Sagittarius, I'm seeing it as that energy of the trine between the fire planets is always inspirational, motivational, creative, great for spiritual understandings, great for anything that feels alive, right, that makes you feel alive. And so there's going to be an outlet for that Mars in Aries, at the same time there's a stop. So it's kind of like this detour. It's a detour to follow that new belief in yourself and to connect up with Jupiter and Sagittarius expansion. And Jupiter and Sagittarius is kind of like, oh, don't bother. Don't mind him. Sometimes Saturn and Capricorn, he's too strict. Come over here. Come party with us. Come eat with us. We're going to the buffet. So there's going to be like both this sense of one thing stops and then something else goes. It's really fascinating to me how all this is happening around the eclipse. And I feel it as a portal closing and sayonara. I know some of you are like, goodbye, thank you, and come back never, because you've been through some really hard things. But it's all been the upgrades. You know, this is not the easy path. It's not, but it's the important path. It's important because if you were still circling or spinning, if you were on that merry-go-round that you left, you know it wouldn't feel right, and you know that at some point you would jump off anyways. So what we're doing is moving from that 3D consciousness of autopilot and moving into the sense of being an individual, being in your own skin and loving yourself and loving that this is how I'm different and that's why I'm powerful. This is how I'm different and that's why I'm powerful. This is how I'm different and that's why I'm powerful. And yes, I just repeated that three times on purpose. Because we tend to think that our version of self-empowerment only looks one way and that it's tied to maybe an egoic definition or what other people think or what other people perceive or the credentials on the wall or the degrees you have or what your, you know, status is. Maybe you're important because you are an MVP with the airlines. You know, like there's different ways that status shows up. This is Capricorn. But status at a spiritual level, it isn't about anything in the physical. It's an energetic. And so as all these status, as all these upgrades happen, you then source the power from parts of you that you didn't know were there, that could feel foreign and different and the oddball. And that's exactly what's needed because we're going into this whole new experience on the planet where people want what's different and what's new and what's unique and what is holistic and organic and simple. There's even a back to basics energy that's going to come through as we move into the next decade, back to basics, back to what matters, back to let's not overcomplicate everything. How can I just keep my life simple with what I need and what matters to me? Now, this is going to start to pick up when Uranus goes back into Taurus on March 7th. So I got this image, it's kind of funny, of Uranus has been back into Aries in the last 2 degrees of Aries. And there's this energy of you're gathering up the confidence and courage to be yourself and who you really know you are, not what your peers think, not what your family thinks, not what who your friends think you are. It's really based on, no, this is who I am, and I cannot compromise it. I cannot pay attention to what other people think or say or believe. Uranus went through Aries since 2011 and then went into Taurus last year, went into Taurus up to 2 degrees. And when Uranus went into Taurus, it starts to shake up an element of life that held our values, where we said, this is what matters to me. This is where I find my worth. This is what's meaningful. This is how I use money. This is how I own my possessions. This is what I love. And Uranus comes in and shakes all that up. And then the Uranus retrograde goes back into Aries. And I see it as being in a, like a boxing match. And the boxer fighting himself with what he values now. And he's saying, well, this used to be important to me. And then there's this other version of him that says, no, this is important to me now. And so there's kind of like this sense of, well, what do I want now? What does money mean to me? What does my ideal life look like? And so you have these new awarenesses that came up when Uranus was in Taurus for those first 2 degrees. Then it goes back into Aries, and you go back to the coach. And the coach is Uranus in Aries. It gives you a pep talk. It says, no, this is who you are. Remember who you are. Don't forget. It's that masculine, very excited energy that's meant to remind you, what have you learned about yourself all these years? You can't give that up. You can't forget who you are. You can't forget what matters to you now and what you've been through and what you've understood. And get your confidence. Where's your confidence? So Uranus back into Aries gets a pep talk from the coach who's like, remember who you are. Don't forget what you've been through. And then Uranus goes back into Taurus. And I feel like there's something different that clicks, and it's not even about fighting. There's nothing to fight. It's more like, no, this is, it's something more solid. It's like, no, this is what matters to me. This is what I'm going to create now, and this is what I'm going to create next, and this is what I'm going to do to make a living. This is what I'm going to do to live my life. This is what is essential to me. These are the basics of my life. So this energy of Uranus, it's at 28 degrees of Aries, and then it goes to 29 degrees the last few days of January. So we have a month, I'm sorry, it goes to 29 degrees the middle of February. So there's this sense of understanding you have the right to be the individual, the right to be different, the right to be you. I mean, that's the dream, isn't it? Like, isn't that what this is about, is being yourself, being comfortable in your own skin, being strong in who you are from an internal place, from a place of self-respect. This is the Capricorn energy that says, well, I respect myself for how I handled a situation. I respect myself for how I moved through a time in my life. I respect myself because of how I showed up and took care of this. I respect myself because I'm a hard worker. I respect myself, fill in the blanks. Why do you respect yourself? Because that's what you're getting stronger with, and that is in alignment with who you truly are and the parts of yourself that nobody else can take away. So there's this gathering energy. There's this momentum really strong in January and also moving throughout the first few months of 2019 with all planets direct. All planets direct, all planets go. That's why you can also feel like a flash flood of energy, of just whoosh. There's a lot that just came out of nowhere that moved you ahead. You had to make decisions. You had to make choices. You had to make commitments. And it was on. You can't ignore it. You know, there's a lot of energy here that's showing us it's time. And think back on last year. Things were kind of sloggy at times. They were locked. There was a lot of energy in the fixed planets, the fixed signs in planets last year, okay? The fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, a big time for really being in an energy. Right now, no fixed signs. None. It's cardinal. There's a lot of strong cardinal energies, and there's a lot of strong mutable energies. And so you're meant to make a new start, a new beginning based on who you are, what you believe, a connection to your spiritual self, while you also courageously let go with this lunar eclipse in Leo, that's completing a healing cycle. And so you can feel like you have two energies overlapping, like a hologram of two parts of yourself. I feel like the 2019 version of you is much taller and constructed of different energies than the 2018 version of you. And in Monday's show, I talked about how when you're sitting in the driver's seat, the front windshield is much bigger than that rearview mirror. And that rearview mirror is small, and you're meant to focus on the front windshield and where you're committed to right now, where you're committed to. The sun in Capricorn is about to make a square to Uranus in Aries at 28 degrees. This will happen on the 19th, January 19th. This can be a breakup energy. It's a surprise. It's something changing. It's something shifting. It can be clearer about what you have to end and what you have to start. This energy is, of course, during this eclipse time period of energy moving forward. So things can break free. That can be a good development, by the way. It can be like where you thought something wasn't going to happen, and then it does come through. So, again, it's at 28 degrees of Capricorn and 28 degrees of Aries. And this square it shows you what you've been building and developing, but to shake off and let go of where you've tried to hold on to too much control. I mean, raise your hand if you love to control your life and you think you have it all figured out. That's so much our humanness at times. And yet, it often plays out better when we release that grip. We also have Mercury about to make a conjunction with Pluto. This will happen at 21 degrees of Capricorn, also on the 19th of January, Saturday. It's a fast-moving energy because Mercury is fast-moving. So the conjunction can bring in something intense that you're meant to know, you're meant to understand. It's actually a good day for mental focus, for research, for anything you want to dig into or figure out. Mercury is our mind, and then, of course, it moves on. It moves on with speed, and then it makes a square to Uranus in Aries at 28 degrees, and that will happen on Wednesday, January 23rd. So there's this ongoing theme. So we always look for the themes in astrology. And the theme is how the Capricorn energies, the Capricorn is showing us what is serious, what is important, what we need to pay attention to. And yes, you want to move ahead, and no, we don't want to discomfort, but there's things we have to tend to, we have to take care of, we have to take seriously. And so this Capricorn energy is giving you that strong sense of, again, not only self-respect, but a feeling that I've got this, I can handle this, I'm strong enough. And where you don't feel strong enough, then you'll have opportunities to gain that strength and to further develop it. But I feel like all the Capricorn is really maturing us and making us understand our own mastery. And now I'm hearing that it reminds us that we chose to be here. So you can ask yourself, you can ask your soul, you can ask your spiritual self, you can ask God, Source, Spirit, why did I choose to be here? And you'll either hear or you'll see something, or there'll be a synchronicity, something will pop up, something will come through. And I hope you feel a clarity. I hope you feel an understanding. And I feel like there's more here around how we need that at times. We just need to know what the heck is going on and why. And that's just part of the Mercury energy, especially when Mercury is in the Earth signs. Mercury in the Earth signs is the how and the why. And so you might need that. You might be like, well, why is this happening? Or show me how to handle this. And when you put those requests out into the universe, things can happen. You know, things can come through to support you, to show up, to be confirmation. So it's quite dynamic. Now, the sun is finishing up its time in Capricorn and moves into Aquarius on January 20th. It happens at 3:59 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. So there is a movement into the Aquarian energies of the air signs, of connection, of to humanity, of people, new ideas, new ways of conceptualizing the future, new visions, new ways of relating to people. The sun in Aquarius is going to be joined by Mercury in Aquarius, which is also quite social and extrovert. Mercury goes into Aquarius on January 24th. That's next Thursday, January 24th. And there is more movement. There's more conversations, ideas, relationships, people. There tends to be a quicker pace in Aquarius. And this is a time of sharing, of connecting. And again, there's more movement even, because now these energies in the air signs are going to pair up and support the planets in the fire signs, Mars and Aries, Jupiter and Venus and Sagittarius. So there's going to be like a change of pace when the Sun and Mercury go into Aquarius. And interesting, you're going to see how far you've come since the eclipses last year, last summer specifically. And you're going to see that you're different now in a way that honors your individuation, how you are an individual, how you are meant to be yourself. Because that's one of the strengths of Aquarian energies, is that you're okay being different from the crowd. You're okay being your own unique spark. And it can feel like literally a breath of fresh air. Like, finally, I can really relax into who I am and reconceptualize my place in the world. So we'll be talking more about Aquarian energies as we move through January and into February. On YouTube, I've posted for you the Aquarius New Moon, which is on February 4th. Also on my YouTube channel, if you haven't checked it out yet, there are playlists with the significant transits in your life, decade by decade. So the significant astrology transits everybody has in their 20s, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, all the way up to 84, because 84 is the Uranus return. So check that out if you're interested in learning more astrology, if you're learning more about your chart and what you're going through. You could realize that, you know, you're going through what everyone your age is going through. It just shows up a little differently in your chart, but it's pretty standard. That can be comforting. That can be validating. So I just wanted to direct you to that resource if you want to learn more about your chart and you want to learn more about what might be happening in your world. So thank you, everybody, for joining me. Always a joy to share this information. I don't even think about it before I start talking, so I just trust that it comes through as it's needed to. And I hope this gives you some good visuals to work with for this eclipse. It just feels like a big one because it's not only the eclipse, it's the other energies that are going on at the same time. So we've got this. It's covered. It's perfect. It's all happening as it needs to. You are doing what you need to do when you're at your higher place of consciousness and connected to more of your divine energy. So hopefully that reminder alone will make you feel solid and secure and confident in who you are. I'll be back on Monday for another show. Until then, I wish you the very best as we move through a powerful weekend. And thank you so much for joining me, friends. Take good care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.